T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We are about to talk with, I think, the most passionate callers we have ever had on this show. People are so fired up about this, and there is no gray area. They are either on your side, Kelly, or hate you, Kelly.
Fine with me. But let me remind you, in the next 30 minutes, we're hooking you up with Pink tickets and Garth Brooks tickets. That's all happening in the next 30 minutes. Stick around. You could win big.
So the debate is it okay to throw away your dog's poop? To walk your dog, pick it up in a little baggie, tie it up.
Yep.
Can you throw it away in the nearest garbage can, even if that happens to be your another residential neighbor garbage can?
Right.
And Chandler thinks it's totally cool.
No, I think it's wrong.
Thank you. And why is that?
Because if it's such a little thing, like if you can't just put it in your own trash can, you almost don't deserve to have a dog, you know?
Thank you.
Okay, but Chandler, imagine walking your dog and you're 4 blocks from home. Like, you have to carry that bag of poop a half mile back to your house and throw it away?
Yeah, that does sound difficult. But, I mean, can't you, like, tie it around your arm? I mean,
like a little bangle, like a Pandora's bracelet of feces?
Oh, gross.
Exactly.
But still, if you're taking your dog out, if you have a dog, 4 blocks or I don't care. It's not my dog. I have a cat who poops in a box. Like, I'm not taking it and putting it in somebody's trash can.
Indigo in Atlanta, welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Kelly Cheese has such an issue with her neighbors. Is it a group of neighbors or is it one in particular?
I haven't caught them yet, so I don't know if it's... I haven't inspected the turd to see if it's the same turd each time, but I'm telling you, it happens every other day in an empty trash can.
All right, Indigo, no problem with this, right?
No problem with it. If you're walking your dog and you're in your neighborhood, especially if you live in like a regular residential neighborhood, not like a subdivision or an apartment complex that has the special poo-poo garbage cans, I'm putting it in your garbage can because I'm not going to walk my whole block with my dog's poo in my hand. It's in the plastic bag. So I've already bagged it up for you and I've already picked it up.
You've already
bagged
it up for me.
Yes,
like,
that's not for me.
The other option is traveling with one of those
for your trash can.
Here's the thing. I live in an apartment complex.
Uh-huh.
We do valet trash every single night, Sunday through Thursday.
So what's the big deal?
Here's the thing. They do it after the valet has picked it up. So in the morning, at 4 o'clock in the morning, when I'm leaving for work, I've got an empty trash can out there that I haven't seen since 8 o'clock last night.
Uh-huh.
And I put it in my house, and then I come home at 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and this turd in a bag has been sitting in my empty trash can in my house because I didn't notice it in the morning.
And is it stinking out? Is it in a bag,
oh,
right?
Oh, my gosh. It smells like poop. It smells like someone else's dog's poop in my house.
Well, it's because you're a super taster, so you have different.
I am a super taster and a super smeller, and it is driving me crazy. I feel like I should put a little camera on my door so I can see what neighbor is doing this, because they're doing it on purpose.
Rick, they're not doing... Like, you think you're being targeted?
It's my trash can. It's every other day.
Ricky.
Okay, so which would you rather have? Poo on your shoes or poo in your trash can?
Thank you.
In a bag.
I mean, neither.
It's not... Like Chandler said, it's such a small thing, and it's so much easier than scraping it off the bottom of your shoe when you're in a hurry.
Trust me, I've seen this bag. It's not small.
It's even better to have it in a trash can than on your shoe.
Oh, it's so gross.
Are you eating out of the trash can?
No.
Is your cat's poo going in the same trash can? In a
no,
bag?
I bought flushable cat litter.
What's the difference?
It's just not. To me, it's an empty trash can. Now, if he wanted to set it on top of my bag that the valet trash guy is going to come and pick up later, I'm okay with that. As long as you're respectful to the guy picking up the trash. You don't want him having his hands on your dog's poop either.
He's not. It's in a bag.
He's going to pick it up later.
Oh, you guys are killing me.
He's going to pick it up that night.
But they do it after he's picked it up. They put it in the trash can.
So now you want him to train his dog to poop when it's convenient for you?
No, I want his dog not to poop where he's... We have a dog park next to our place. Like, why are you walking up from the dog park where there are designated trash cans into the hallway three floors up and putting it in my empty trash can at 10 o'clock at night?
Your job listening right now is to talk some sense into Kelly Cheese. 404- 263-0941.
The Jeff and Jen Show. Star 94.1.
We've got Garth Brooks tickets happening in the next 10 minutes. We've got Pink tickets happening in the next 25 minutes. And we are in the middle of a heated debate on the Jeff and Jen Show. Is it Aisa? Aisa?
It's Aisa.
Aisa in Conyers says it's totally okay to dump your poop in whatever receptacle is nearest you.
No, take your dog's poop home with you.
Thank you.
Put it in my trash can.
But if you're a mile from your house.
No, I don't care. I don't care. Take that home with you. Don't leave it in my trash can.
Thank you.
What else do you ever make soup in your trash can?
No, I don't. But I don't like to open my trash can and smell anything coming out of it.
Thank you.
I don't want to smell your dog poop.
But they're in the back. All right.
Aisa, yes, ma'am.
Leah in Gainesville, please tell Kelly that she is overreacting. Go ahead and put your poop in whatever trash receptacle is closest to you.
Oh, my gosh, Jeff. Leave poor Kelly alone. She's so right. She's so, so right.
And Leah, please tell him why I'm right.
She's right because, like, I have two dogs and I would never... ever. Like, it's just not good responsibility. Like, you clean up after your dog, you don't, and you put it in your own stuff. Like, you don't throw it away in someone else's trash can. That's so gross.
Okay, so what if there's already trash in the trash can?
Well, like what she said, like, if there's already trash in there and it's, like, on top of a bag and the guy's fixing to come get it, then buy trash. But, like, I mean, don't throw it in someone's empty trash can that they're going to haul in their house. No, that's just so gross.
Well, I'll have a conversation with my dogs about checking other people's garbage cans before they have a bowel movement.
No, that's your responsibility, Jeff. You don't do that.
Tiffany and Ackworth, please explain to Kelly why this is totally acceptable.
Jeff, what if the bag breaks?
Exactly.
Then you've got a bag issue, not a dog issue or a person issue.
You have a poop issue. I think is that when that happens next time, Cal, you need to bring that trash can to work and put it right next to Jeff while he works the entire show and see if he likes it.
Oh, my God. That's genius. That's so genius.
She's getting all BFF with you, Cal. People have known you your whole life have never called you Cal. She's like, listen, Cal. Kelchi.
I love her.
Calling from Canton, it's Connor. Please explain to Kelly why she is overreacting.
This is actually not okay. I used to be a vet tech in an animal hospital, and people pay, honestly, a lot of money. I'm going to keep my language clean, a lot of money on their dogs. And if they should be able to own a pet, they should be able to take simple care of it. And even if that is picking it up, putting it in a bag, and walking it to their house and putting it in their own trash bag, they should be able to do it because they pay a lot of money for dogs. Trust me, I know.
Okay.
They should be able to take simple care of the dog.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Connor. All right. I'm just going to randomly pick up a line, and then this one counts as 1,000 votes. Okay? So whatever. I'm just going to close my eyes, and I'm going to pick up a line. Hey. Hello, line. I don't even know your name.
Hello.
Hi. What's your name?
It's Sarah.
Sarah, and what side are you on?
I'm on your team, Jeff.
No!
Oh, perfect. Let the dogs out! Oh, the debate has been settled then. Thank you, Sarah. Explain to Kelly why it's totally okay.
So, my family, we will pick up the dog poop, tie it in a bag, and leave it on the curb, and then get it on the backside of whatever walk we're doing. And especially on Fridays, when it's trash pickup day, we will just dump that in whatever bin is closest to us. We don't want to carry it the whole walk. Our dog is a big dog, and he takes some big old poop.
You are tainting the neighborhood. You are tainting the neighborhood, Sarah. She probably has like a
Sorry,
great
can't
game.
Hear you. Can't hear you,
This song is terrible. Exactly. Get that goofy infested mongrel. Whatever he just said.
Sorry, Kelly. Sorry it didn't go your way. We tried.
What? It totally went my way.
Listen, like, and share. The conversation continues with Jeff and Jen on Facebook.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.